This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
All right, Michael. The Nuggets pulled me back in. We'll talk about it. And for the Rockies, Mike, I'm saying it. A lot of people don't like it. A lot of people came after me last night. Don't do anything. Don't change a thing. Let this team cook. Let it grow. Let it grow organically. No need to move anybody. Pitching could be better, I get it. But got a lot to get to. Kevin Lytle going to join us. Did you catch the soccer game last night? Of course you did.
I don't know what that means.
Whole show starts right now.
Seven jobs, and one of them kept going wrong this morning.
Yeah, the podcaster.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, I have a bunch of things that I have to fix.
That was a tough situation, Michael, recording the two-man game podcast today, and several times in the middle of the podcast, the system just froze. It froze.
I tried to fix it as best I could, so if you guys are listening to the two-man game podcast, which you can find on 1310kfka.com, Apple Podcasts,
Spotify, and Spotify. Yeah.
Available something around noon, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, you might hear some stuff repeated, and yeah. I apologize
That's
if I
fault.
Wasn't able to properly edit.
That's definitely on you, if that happened. It's just one of those days, Mike. It was one of those. It's been one of those days. I was a negative Nancy yesterday on the show. And I'm a positive Pete today. Can you turn that microphone off? No, it's not on.
No, okay. I will keep it on.
Sounds echoey in here.
I will keep it on. Okay. As a matter of fact, I'm going to turn all of them on.
Okay. First event is text line 888-536. What is the text line? 530-0043. Shoot us a text. Get involved in the conversation. The Nuggets did, in fact, keep both of their second-round picks on Wednesday. And they selected some guys that have been in the college game for a while. A pair of five-year dudes. Trevin Brazil out of Arkansas. And they were with their 35th overall pick. And then Bryce Hopkins out of St. John's. I don't know much about Bryce Hopkins. But I did actually randomly catch a few Arkansas games this year. And Brazil looks pretty interesting. Very cute. No, don't even do it.
I was going to say that I think we know someone who has faith in that player.
Remember 5 seconds ago when I said don't even do it? Remember that? That's what I meant by this.
You're basically encouraging me.
No, I'm trying to make you better at your job.
It's like a backhanded encouragement. You keep trying to slap it down, but I'm like, I'm going to do it.
I can just tell by the look on your face that you're getting ready to drop something that won't do anything for the show. That won't raise the level of the show. It will lower the level of the show. So I could see it in your, like, I can see it right now. You're getting ready to say something that is going to lower the level of the show. Texters, let this be a lesson. If you're about to text into the show, I want you to start thinking about this, Hooligans. Is what I'm about to text going to raise the level of the show? Or is it going to lower the level? Or in this case, is it going to Micah the show? Is what we'll start calling it. Is it going to raise the level or Micah it? That's what I want you to think about today.
Texters, can you text in a bunch of puns?
No. That's Micah-ing it. And it's a new phrase around here. If there's a major screw up, like the podcast freezing, the podcast Micah'd today.
Yeah, and that new Michaels. Intern's name is Micah, so I guess we're blaming him.
Yeah, where'd he go? I saw him once, and now he's gone? Intern's
he'll be,
already
he'll
gone?
He'll be here tomorrow.
What's he going to be doing? Is he trying to replace you?
He's trying to replace you, actually.
Either way,
he has so much talent.
Either way, we'd separate. So it's kind of a win-win scenario. Either way, so I'm looking forward to that. Boy, there's a lot to unpack today. Good news for the Nuggets. I like this pick. Faith, very pumped about this pick. Faith, tell me about Trevin Brazil, because I've already heard a lot of people calling him Trayvon, and I believe, if I'm correct here, it's Trevin. Am I right? Because I keep hearing a lot of people talk about him, and they're already butchering his name, and I did my due diligence, and I went and just watched highlights all night last night of this dude. I mean, from what I see, and from the games I've seen, maybe a handful. Good passer for a big man. Rim protector. Can shoot. I'm excited about that. I don't know how it works. I don't know how it will work. But I think it's pretty interesting. Now, there was also a report that the Nuggets were going to try to move up in the first round to get a potential point guard. So I want to get into that story a little bit later. Does that mean they are actively looking to not necessarily replace Jamal Murray, but, you know, go and get somebody for the future? If this, I mean, everything that I've seen so far indicates to me that the Nuggets are, in fact, going to run it back. Now, does that mean Cam Johnson can still get traded and Jonas Valanciunas, they just agree to separate and part ways? That could very well happen, but essentially running it back means the core is coming back. And Cam Johnson, no disrespect, but hasn't really earned the core moniker yet. And Jonas Valanciunas is certainly not that either. But if running it back is basically the same starting four, which would be Jamal, Joker, Christian Brown, who I'm hearing weird things about that ankle. It's not Bo Nix's ankle, but there's concerns. Starting, obviously, Peyton Watson if they get a deal done with him. So essentially running it back. Faith says, subconsciously, you watched Razorback games for Miles and I. Probably, because Faith's a Razorbacks fan. And at some point, it probably just creeps in my brain. Why do I care about this team tonight? And then that's probably it. Subliminal.
Chicago Bears and Arkansas Razorbacks.
It's Arkansas.
I know.
Do you?
There are a lot of people that call it, for some reason, Arkansas.
I think they're just trying to be funny. I think they're trying to do what you just did. Just try to be funny. Try to be edgy.
I'm very funny.
So I feel a lot better today about this Nuggets team. Now, I didn't know what they were going to do, if they were actually going to use those picks, but they did, in fact, keep those picks. Ben Tenzer said of the picks, we got two extra second rounders that we feel really good about. You can look at other deals around the league and see what 2 seconds get you at the trade deadline and things like that. It's tough to not have as many things as maybe other teams, but throughout the years, we've given assets for other options at the time. So this is what it is, and we're comfortable with where we're at. Will the Nuggets do anything else? Will they try to move off of Zeke Nagy's contract? Will they ultimately trade Jamal Murray? Could they move off of Cam Johnson? Will they re-sign Peyton Watson? Still a lot of questions to be asked here. But I will tell you that for summer league purposes, really interested to see what Brazil's all about. Because I like him. I have a hard time watching a college basketball game, and I sometimes fall into that trap of, oh, that guy's going to be a pro. That guy's going to be a pro. I don't always, I mean, I called it on Neat Clifford, right? I said Neat Clifford's probably going to be the better pro basketball player than David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens, even though David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens are CSU Rams legends. But I also said I thought David Roddy would have been much better at this stage. So I got to be really careful before I get too excited. But, you know, for a second round pick in the 35th spot, not bad. Faith texting in. So much to text about him. He's a complimentary player, hands down. He can be anywhere on the court you need him to be and will not try to be the star, but is a team guy 100%. I watched him his whole career. Faith is like, she messaged me last night on Instagram. She's like, I cannot wait to hear and talk about Trevin Brazil out of Arkansas. So she's like through the moon. My question is, do you believe he transitions to the NBA game well? I'm very curious. Now it always comes back to how does he work around Nikola Jokic, who's just shredded, by the way, Mike, just absolutely shredded. He's on some kind of new diet workout plan, and he looks like he's ready to plug in for MVP season number 4. Calling it right now.
Let's cross our fingers.
Calling it right now. Joker's going to win the MVP next year. Write it down. Write that down.
I'm not going to write it down.
Write that
I'm
down.
I'm not writing it down because it's not going to happen.
Write that down in the good idea book that you still keep, right? It's still back there? You have the good idea book that we have?
There weren't enough good ideas in it, so I sold it.
You sold the good idea book?
I did.
Those are some of my best ideas. Some might call them good ideas. They were pretty good. Your good idea book is, I'm going to fix the college football system 47 years later. How's that coming?
It's actually going to be 42 years later, if I live past 50.
We'll see. You get pretty dangerous on that scooter, Mike. I've seen you drive that thing, and it's pretty sane. Pretty interesting. Yeah.
I am a reckless driver. I'm the little old man from Greeley. Go, Micah, go, Micah, go, Micah, go. It's a little old lady from Pasadena, Jan and Dean.
So you're the little old lady from Pasadena?
No, I'm the little old man from Greeley.
Faith says, I am saying his name right. Thank you. I mean, it's a fine move. I'm kind of excited about him. Bryce Hopkins, I don't know much about. Did not spend a ton of time watching St. John's basketball this year. But we'll see. Summer League. I have found myself more interested in Summer League the past few years, probably because of local names playing, but also you can pick up a lot from Summer League. Doesn't always mean if a guy tears it up in Summer League that he's going to go on and be tremendous in the NBA, in the actual NBA once the season starts, but it gives you kind of an idea. Faith texting it, I do think he'll transition well. He's a mature guy doing all 4 years in college at the same college. Think his game is what the NBA is now, minus the flopping. That's just not his jam. I like everything I watched. And again, I just dove in last night and watched highlights. And obviously highlights are going to be great. And it's going to be all of his good stuff. But he's got a little bit of an edge, man. He's tough. He's dunking on dudes. Embracing contact. And so I'm somewhat pumped about this pick. Again, I never know. Could be great. Could be just a guy. Could be like a Julian Strother that's kind of okay, but not really a guy you're going to rely on every single night. I don't know how much time he'll actually get this year. That will be interesting to see how David Adelman plays that, because Michael Malone had a hard time playing young guys. Adelman might be a little bit different. So, I like it. I think it's going to be good. I'm still not 100% sure how this Nuggets team's going to look. My poll question yesterday was, is the window closed? Is the championship window closed for this team? And I don't think that last night changed my opinion at all. Those moves don't change my opinion. It still feels like it's closing for Denver. Still a chance. They're still a playoff team as long as they have the Joker on this roster. But I don't know how far. We'll get into this in the top stories today, but like Minnesota's tearing it down and building it back up. Very significant trade they made, but they're getting rid of, for the past 2 years, they're kind of going away from what they built up to try to stop the Nuggets and do something else. So we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Michael, this was a controversial tweet of mine last night. I tweeted, after watching the Rockies win a series again, I said, where is it here? I said, I'ma say it right now. I said it like that. I'ma. Saves time. Rocky shouldn't make any kind of move. Stay the course. I love this team. Whew, a lot of people did not like that, Mike. Brady likes betting the unders. So selfish. It's going to suck. I really like this squad, but it's for the better to move off of some of these guys while their value is where it is. You're saying let's bring back Breidich and Schmidt, basically. I'm not saying that at all. Oh, hell no. Fix that bullpen. They're on pace to lose 98 games. You don't stand pat with that. They're better than they were last year by quite a bit, and there's excitement with this team. And Cole Kerrig is a stud. How is he so poised already? Don't do anything, Mike. Don't do anything at the trade deadline. Leave it alone.
I tend to agree with that. You got to slowly. The Rockies make a little. I just feel like they've have success throughout their entire organization, the feeder systems, the farm systems. Like, they have so much success. Why don't you look at what they're doing, implement it for the Rockies?
Because they still can't find.
And I don't think like getting some big guys, one big guy is going to save the season.
They got to find better pitching. They do. I'm not going to be mad if they trade Mickey Moniak, but I like Mickey Moniak. And if you just got to outrun guys, if you just got to outrun teams, then maybe that's what we got to do. Because, Mike, it's well known that pitching in Colorado is not easy. So do you just say, screw it, we're going to have the pitchers we have. I mean, maybe they trade Senzatella, but we got guys that can rake, and we can score 8 runs. You just have to outscore them. That's probably the way the Rockies should just set up. Let's get hitters. Let's develop hitters, and pitching is an afterthought.
I tend to agree with your tweet. I think you have to work on what you have. The season's probably, mathematically, they're not eliminated.
If the playoffs started today, they wouldn't be in them.
No, they wouldn't.
I know you love that, so I just want to throw that out there.
Got to get halfway through the season.
Yeah.
I just think that they need to work on what they have now. The season is, you're not going to go to the playoffs. You're probably not going to come close, but see what you have now, and then continue to work back to where you want to be.
And I got to say, Warren Schaefer is a hell of a manager. I like Warren Schaefer a lot. He gets some bad press. He gets a lot of negativity coming his way, but I like this dude.
Of course he's going to get negativity. He works for a team that has lost 100 games in a row. You could hire the greatest manager of all time, that guy's still going to get some hate.
Yeah, it's a struggle bus. But this is the first year under new management, and 32-49, not bad. I mean, yes, it's bad, and I know a lot of people are like, dude, you're so used to the Rockies losing that you look at 32-49 and think that that's good. And maybe you're right.
But the improvement is not just in, you know, the wins. Like, the improvement is around the overall culture. And I feel like that's what they haven't had in a while. It's like, oh, we're going to lose. Oh, we're going to lose. It feels like, yes, they know they're not that good.
Yeah.
But they don't feel like they're going to lose.
They didn't win. Do you want to take a crack at this? When did they win their 32nd game last year, Michael? Take a random guess. Just give me throw a date.
November 25th.
Come on, be a person.
Well, no, you said take a random
you
guess.
Know
I made it very random.
Not,
I'm going to say
in, they're not in
July
season.
31st.
August 13th. They won their 32nd
only
game.
By 13.
They won their 32nd game on August 13th. It is June 25th. And we need to be realistic when we're evaluating the Rockies and not just say they're still terrible. They're 10-plus games better already. So I am excited about this team. I don't think they need to make any crazy moves here. I like staying the course.
I think Rockies fans a lot of them just have unrealistic expectations. Every time the Rockies are really good, in April and May. It's like, World Series, here we come. And then they blow it.
And I don't think a lot of Rockies fans are saying, World Series, here we come. I don't think there's any Rockies fans that are saying that.
Oh, yeah.
No,
oh, yeah,
not even in April. No.
Yeah. When the Rockies have traditionally, not the last few years, but traditionally started off hot and then started to suck.
Yeah, but I don't know that anybody was saying World Series. Who are you talking? What circles are you running in?
I run in a lot of circles, Brady.
You do run around in circles.
That's why I'm so dizzy today.
Yeah, 25 minutes after the hour. Kevin Lytle going to join us. A lot of big changes coming up for Colorado State when it comes to the base, when it comes to the court and Canvas Stadium. So we'll talk to Kevin about that coming up. I want to get his thoughts, too, just some more clarity on, is there a real quarterback competition to expect with Colorado State as we get closer and closer to fall practice and all that stuff? I don't know why we call it fall practice, but we're getting closer to that. I mean, we're almost done with June, Mike. We turn over to July, and football becomes a very real possibility that it's coming. We'll be right back. It's the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Should be a busy offseason for the Avalanche and the Nuggets. What needs to change? Follow along with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Welcome back into the whole show. Guys, you hear me talking about Big City Roadhouse all the time on this show. I absolutely love this place. And on July 3rd, we've got the hot dog eating contest at 1 o'clock. It's going to be the Friday before Independence Day, and we're going to be celebrating that independence by watching me win my first ever eating contest. I will win this. I am going to win this. Brian Gary is challenging me along with several listeners. I am sorry, but I got to beat another host of Good Morning NoCo. Got to do it again.
I'm thinking that Brian's going to smoke you.
No,
like a turkey.
No.
I mean, I'm not saying Brian's going to eat 47, but I think your stomach is smaller than you think.
No, I don't think it is. Pound some food, Mike. Pound some food. I'm going to be doing that on July 3rd. I want you guys to come out and support me. What do you want? What do you got?
All right. I will buy you all those hot dogs that you will be eating.
Well, it's free entry.
I will buy all of them.
It's free entry.
Yes, exactly.
So you're actually going to pay.
No, I'm not.
Even though it's free, you're going to pay.
I don't have enough money.
Big City Roadhouse, they have amazing food. You guys got to try the breakfast burrito that they have. They do that every day from 10 to noon. You still got 30 minutes to get over there and try it out. I haven't had a bad meal there. And, of course, they own Big City Burrito, so they get burritos, man. And that's one of my favorite items is the breakfast burrito. 31 minutes after the hour, Michael. Kevin Lytle going to join us next. But first, let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on. Like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling, like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, it's Andrew Bogish from CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline is the Kevin Lytle with the Colorado, and of course, talking all things Colorado State. But I know this has been an exciting time for you, Kevin. You know, with the World Cup going on, you've just kind of been in sports heaven, I believe, the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, definitely. You know, just like Micah, I was surprised he was on the line today. I thought he was taking a whole summer off to watch. But
It feels like he takes all every day off, to be honest with you, Kevin.
Yeah, and I'm taking now off.
Okay.
But But yeah, it's been awesome. Yeah, I think most people know I'm a bit of a soccer fanatic, so I'm having a ball. Yeah, right now, this week, we get 6 games a day, so how about that?
I got to tell you, so I was texting the fellas, because you know, obviously here at the station, Derbs, the dude down the hall, is a pretty, sneaky good big fan of soccer, and you know, I was texting him and Tanner on Friday night. I can't remember the game I watched, Kevin, but I didn't enjoy myself. I didn't have a good time, and I said, guys, I don't get it. I'm not there. I just can't seem to get into it. And then Saturday night I actually watched Japan, and then I completely changed my mind. They were so much fun to watch. I actually started seeing the strategy of everything. So I gotta tell you, I'm kind of enjoying watching soccer. I watched Mexico last night. That was fun. So I think I'm kind of getting there, man. You'd be proud of me.
All right. Here we go. We're getting Brady involved. And right. Japan's a good, you know, I think that's a savvy choice there. Japan is one I always enjoy watching. And they just play well. They're fun. We're getting you. Love it.
I had it on last night. My wife comes out of the room and she's like, "What are you watching?" I said, "I'm watching America's or the world's game," and she's like, "Okay." So she sat down and we're just sitting there watching it. And you know what? We're getting there, man. I'm having a good time.
Nice, very fun. Love to hear it.
Kevin Lytle joining us, Fort Collins, Coloradoan. It's June 25th. We're not that far away from getting to see what the Jim Mora version of the Colorado State Rams look like and the Pac-12 version. But, Kevin, there's a lot of changes going on around CSU, one of those being Canvas Stadium, getting a new turf, Moby fresh look. I mean, there's a lot of things, new things happening at Colorado State.
Yeah, there's a lot of refresh. Obviously the biggest and, like you said, most obvious is the conference change and the football coach change, and with that the roster. But yeah, all the surfaces getting redone. I actually talked to John Weber yesterday. I said, is this like because of timed with the move or kind of, you know, just coincidental? And it's mostly coincidental. Like the Moby floor was kind of just due for this, because they've done sort of that sand down and kind of refinish it before, but you know, they've kind of run out of ability to do that. So it needed a new floor and the timing was just now. And then, the canvas turf has kind of reached the end of its life. So it's, you know, I don't think really tied into the conference move, but kind of works in that way. And yeah, a little bit of a refreshed look on each too, which, you know, obviously they're, for the teams, the surface itself matters more, but fans, I think certainly enjoy the art side of that as well. So that's been kind of fun to see. I think mixed reactions, mostly good. I certainly think the Moby court has been well received by folks.
Yeah, and obviously, I know you wrote about this and you posted about it too, but, just tearing up the floor. You know, all the Mount West stuff is going away. I got a question. Is that stuff, like, available for purchase? We've seen that before where you tear down a stadium or you remove a court, whatever. Can fans get their hands on any of this stuff?
Yeah, CSU just announced last night, I believe it was, that parts of all of that will be on sale. I have not actually gone and looked through the full inventory list, but I know certain parts of the Moby floor, will be up for sale. Likewise, canvas turf. I think they're also doing some other things. Like I saw, I believe there's a thing that was like a framed canvas picture with a chunk of the turf and, you know, Jim Mora signing it, which is kind of funny since he actually never coached a game on that turf. So that type of stuff. So yeah, I think there's a wide variety of different options. I know I've seen, I might have to make a call out on social media later, but I've seen some folks say, like, I might finish my basement with this. And
that'd be cool.
So it'll be kind of fun to see, you know, what things some fans come up with when they, or if they purchase this.
Is it kind
of? Frankly, it's business too.
Yeah.
For CSU. I mean, it's, John Weber's talked about that over and over and over, of you're always looking for new revenue streams. So, you know, it's not like it's going to, you know, selling some of the turf is going to change the trajectory, but hey, any cash in the coffer is good cash to have.
Is it kind of bittersweet seeing that Mountain West go away, Kevin?
It's strange, yeah. From my, viewpoint, I enjoyed the Mountain West for a long time in a lot of different ways, I guess. You know, it, because the league started in the early 2000s when I was a child. So I was watching games for a long time, just, as a kid, as a fan, enjoying them. And then, kind of turned into the professional realm of covering the Mountain West for a long time, and a lot of really good memories of a lot of different things in the league. So, yeah, absolutely, for me at least there is, I think for a lot of people. But there's also the excitement of, again, they've been in this league for a long time, so this is quite possibly the only conference change I'll ever, kind of cover professionally. So there's, certainly some excitement from that standpoint as well.
Yeah, well, and I'm curious to kind of dive into all things new Pac-12 football predictions, because now, obviously, it's harder than ever to kind of figure out who, here in June or when we get to July, who's going to be the team to look out for in the Pac-12. And obviously, I know a lot of Rams fans are pumped about Jim Mora, and the expectations are pretty high for Colorado State next year.
Yeah, I think there's a huge difference between the, internal at CSU and, fan base expectations and what the national expectation is. I haven't looked in a little bit, but last I saw, CSU's over-under win total betting line was 3.5. And a lot of places have CSU as the bottom or second bottom, in their Pac-12 projections. But I don't get that sense at all internally. Jim Mora in spring frequently said, basically he would chastise anyone that suggested year one and what comes with year one. He said, nah, you're competing. It's a year to win. This is the year to win. That's why we're here. So certainly no one at CSU is thinking that way. Obviously they don't care that much about projections. It's one of those, you use it when you want, whether that's, bulletin board material or, promotional material, depending on how you're being projected. But, they also aren't losing sleep over it. But it's really fascinating because I think even with those projections, most people say that the feel is the league is pretty tight. And so with that, just a lot of uncertainty.
What are your, based on what you saw in spring, based on any of your research you might have been leaning into around the Pac-12, where are you kind of expecting this team to be, in Jim Mora's first year as the Rams head coach?
Yeah, it's hard to say. I'm glad I don't have to, put in my picks yet. I hear Tanner slamming.
Oh, Tanner, he asked you like 8 months ago.
Yeah, but I keep saying that I think this program has invested too much to be at that level of what some of those national projections are. It needs to be better. I think this needs to be a bowl team. So that's kind of where I'm looking at things of, you don't pay all the money you're paying Jim Mora to go 3-9. So I think this is a program that should be doing better than that. And I think they will. I think Jim Mora's track record suggests that.
What are your, as far as the big storyline surrounding CSU, as far as personnel, as far as the roster goes, it's got to be that quarterback position because, based on our understanding from you, is there is a realistic quarterback competition going on or will be going on.
Yeah, it's funny. I think it was maybe the first time I had a one-on-one sit down with Jim Mora, and we went through a number of topics. We talked for a long time, but I remember at one point I said, I know it's super cliche to ask about the quarterbacks, but fans want to know about quarterbacks, so I'm going to ask. And he kind of laughed and said, it's obviously a pivotal position. So I think you have to start there. It's super fascinating. It was a maybe it was naive of me, but I was surprised that it was such a real competition in spring. I still, if I had to guess, I would, guess that Haas Haney's the guy, but I'm really fascinated by that. And beyond just who wins the job, how they use them in gameplay, because it's going to look totally different than what we've seen from CSU teams for a long time. So like I say, even kind of regardless of which quarterback it is, I'm really intrigued by just the style.
Yeah, that was my next question, kind of, Kevin, was, what with Jay Norvell, when he first got to CSU, we were expecting air raid and all that. We know it kind of evolved into something else, primarily more of a solid rushing team. You know, I'm just going to say it, kind of a boring offense, to be honest. So what do you expect from how Jim Mora is going to do? I mean, a lot of different read options are obviously mobile quarterback. He's talked about that a lot. And everybody you've mentioned, certainly mobile quarterbacks. What do you think this offense will look like here in a few months?
Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty dynamic. A lot of that, kind of RPO, that type of thing, quarterback mobility, I think quick passing. I think that's why, one, it's the tight ends are really good as part of why we talk about the tight ends a lot. But two, I think the tight ends are going to be used a ton, partially because they are really good, but partially because, it fits the offense. I wonder if they'll do some tempo at times, things like that. But I just think it's going to look way, way different than anything we've seen in a long time. Whether it was, the air raid, whatever, air raid light, or whatever it evolved into, or even what, was kind of promise of it. It's going to be way different. And like I say, I think it's going to be unlike anything we've seen at CSU for quite a long time. Because if you look, Adazio, I don't even know what Adazio ran, theoretically.
Yeah, I don't think anyone knows.
It was basically like the first half offense until they get down a ton, and then it turned into basically an air raid because they were down a ton. Bobo was obviously pass heavy, and some quarterbacks that could move, but they didn't use them as runners. It's just going to be different. I'm really intrigued by it. I think it's going to be fun for fans. I think probably a breath of fresh air, to be very frank.
Yeah, I'm getting excited, man. I'm really looking forward to breaking into all things Pac-12, getting our previews out there, taking a look at the current coaches and everything, man. We're getting there, and I look forward to this new era for Colorado State in the Pac-12.
Yeah, definitely. Me as well. It's kind of crazy how quick it's coming. I mean, it's 72 days from the border war today, which obviously it's not imminent, but it is not that far away.
Yeah, we're almost there, man. But
and we're less than a week until the Pac-12.
Yeah, well, in the meantime, enjoy the World Cup. I will be participating as well. So, I'm sure we'll catch up about it next week.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Enjoy.
All right, my man. Kevin Lytle, the Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado. And, yeah, I have been enjoying myself. And Michael gets so mad at that, and he's such a negative, every time I bring it up. But, hey, man, sometimes you got to broaden your horizons a bit. You got to try new things, and that's what I'm doing. And like I said, Friday night, not for me. Didn't like it. Changed my tune after the last few games that I've seen. 11:49 the time. We'll take a short break here, wrap up hour number one. Coming up later on the show, top stories of the day, some big NBA news, of course, more on the Denver Nuggets and how this puzzle of theirs is going to be pieced together, or can it be pieced together? Also, clip of the day, Warren Schaefer had a really interesting clip from last night's win. Not really about the game, though. We'll get to that. It's the whole show. We'll be right back.
Should be a busy offseason for the Avalanche and the Nuggets. What needs to change? Follow along with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Ed Lamb, head football coach of the UNC Bears. You're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You hear that? What Tanner just said?
I heard what he said, but I don't believe him.
The USA soccer coach is a big Broncos fan.
How can you be a Bronco fan and a communist at the same time?
Oh, come on. I hate when you do that. I hate it. I hate it so much.
By the way, I went to that website where all the CSU stuff's on sale.
Okay.
Holy crap. Brady, can I have a raise?
What is the website? People can go buy stuff?
Let's see.
You sent it to me.
It is collectcsu.com.
What's on there?
They have some like turf on a plaque that's like, just a tiny 1 by 1 inch.
Where do you find all the stuff?
It's a product mock-up. It's $49. That's the cheapest thing. A bottle opener, $65. They have a really cool ring,
like,
though.
Yeah,
$300.
Man. That's some cool stuff right there, Mike.
It is really cool stuff. If you have the money, and by the way,
you get like a ring.
Auctions going on right now.
You can get a ring with like part of the court in the ring.
And it's got a little case in it, a little display case.
That's
cool. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually.
If it wasn't that damn expensive, I might consider buying something like that.
Moby Arena hardwood coasters.
$110.
How much are the rings? Oh, 300. Wow, $300.
Hey, the cheapest thing out
Man,
there is
think
the turf that's on a plaque, $49. And then $65 for the Moby Arena Hardwood Limited Edition Bottle Opener.
They've got Sonny Lubick Field Turf Collectible Swatch for $50. Is that like real?
Yeah.
Is that the real turf there?
Yeah, that well, I mean, for $50, it would have to be real turf. The ring is awesome, though.
The ring is my favorite part. There's not a lot of things here. So you better get it while getting's good. All right, Mike, we got to take a break. I do want to look at this list a little bit later on. Also, top stories of the day coming up right after this break. We'll be right back. It's The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.